Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is the founder of Business Network International. And BNI.com is the organization I've been telling you about since the last millennium, since the previous century. We've been talking to Ivan about networking. And he's the author of so many books, I had to get a wheelbarrow to bring him to the studio, including Room Full of Referrals, which we've also talked about with his co-author, Don Lyons, on the show. Remember that? That was fun. And Ivan's back again. We're going to talk about, guess what? Networking, because it's important. Ivan Meisner, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great. It's always great to be on your show.
Good to have you back, Ivan. You know, folks, those of you, you poor souls who've been listening to me for a long time, may remember that back in 98, I'm going to say no later than 98, yeah. I was telling you on this show, before I even knew Ivan existed, I was telling you one of the three things that you had to be able to get better at in the 21st century coming up was networking. And Ivan, it's come to pass, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. You know, I used to get a lot of people who would say to me, particularly the media, would say, you know, isn't this networking thing just sort of a fad? And, you know, I hardly ever get that question anymore because it's inculcated.
Is it a fad?
Yeah. I did. I used to get it all the time.
Like, well, here's what's so funny. Like we haven't been doing this for millennia.
Right, but we've never been talking about it.
But we didn't have a name. We didn't give it a name.
We really didn't. And, you know, when I wrote my first major book, World's Best Known Marketing Secret, in 1994, there were no books on networking. Mm-hmm. None. Not one.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it wasn't codified as a field of practice back then, which to some people seems weird, but if you go back to the, you know, late 1890s, there were no books on management.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, I mean, you know, at some point, people sit down and write about it.
Strategy, the concept of strategy has only been around for 50 or 60 years in the
market. That's right.
So, yeah, no, it's really important. I mean, we always talked about having connections. We always talked about having stroke. What was the word that my dad used to use? He used to use a term like that, you know, that I'll think about it. I'll think of it in a minute. He would say, Anyway, it's about whether if you were looking for a job, if somebody inside the company, you could pull a string to, you know, get some help. I mean, that's the rudimentary origins of networking, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's about people connecting with people.
Yeah. So after all this, knowing that this is basically, networking is basically primordial, knowing all that, and knowing that all we're doing now, all Ivan's devoted his life to, is helping you recognize it, educate yourself, and get better at the practice of networking, why is it that people are resisting this thing? They still seem to resist it. Ivan, what's the deal?
They do, and so one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to see why. I wanted to ask people why, and so I got on our social media platform. We have a pretty active social media platform, and I asked them, what do you think reasons are that either you or people you know resist? And I got 100 responses to my queries. I mean, it just really surprised me. And there were four things that they identified. Lack of confidence, lack of time, or being too busy. Impatience, which leads to early failure because they're impatient and they're looking for something right now, or a general lack of understanding about the benefits of networking. They just don't, they don't get it that it's important, which is the real surprising one for
mm-hmm.
me. So let's hit those one at a time.
Do you think people, Ivan, do you think this last thing, just for real quickly as we wrap this segment up, you think people actually know how to do networking? As I say, primordially, it's in their DNA. But when somebody gives it a name and starts talking about it, they say, oh, maybe that's not what I've been doing.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, some people maybe are good at it inherently, but when in the gender book that we did, Jim, the business networking and sex book.
Yeah, not what you think.
We had a surprise finding in there where people said that that they were very good at networking. High number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like we have a hard break.
Go ahead, finish. You got to quick.
Okay, the hard number. 80% of the people said they were good at networking. We thought that was crazy. So we did another down and dirty survey asking, how do you think other people are at networking? 40% said other people are good.
Yeah. So, hold on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.